Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, so that was Evil Dead Rise, and so, I mean, like, with no Bruce Campbell present, is the Evil Dead Rise worthy of your wonder, or is it a groovy get-thee-hence vehicle heading out of town? Well, fortunately, if you're a regular Blood Red horror fan, it's thankfully not the latter. In fact, if anything, there are no previous film references left unreanimated here, and that's largely the primal pleasure, I think, of this reboot. Lifted up from the sticks and replanted in the urban sprawl of a permanently nocturnal LA. Story-wise, Evil Dead Rises is about the dragged reunion of two sisters. One, Ellie, as portrayed by Elise Sutherland, is a tattoo artist mother of three precocious kids, whereas Beth, as played by Lily Sullivan, her rock chick guitar tech sister, who is shocked by a sudden pregnancy. But before we can get too deep into who the father is or what she plans to do with her unplanned bump, the house is suddenly hit by an earthquake. Splitting the structure apart, it reveals an old bank inside which lies the conveniently dusty volume of The Book of the Dead. Hand-bound in human skin, it's an irresistible draw for Ellie's son, Danny, who not only reads the book, but as a wannabe DJ, plays its three accompanying vinyl recordings, all of which reawakens the evil contained within the book's pages. So now, the evil is out, and it's in charge of the Steadicam. Flying wildly around from one character to the next, any real attempts at prior character development is quickly surrendered to the gourmet-like gore coming your way. And what a smorgasbord it is. Stabbing, shinbari, spider-like crawlings, and vomiting like a fire hydrant are all on the menu in a knowingly knotted checklist of nods and references. And surprisingly, you won't really mind them. Compared to the subpar offerings of the Conjuring verse, Evil Dead Rises is a movie who knows it's a sticky red mess of flashbacks and homages. And yet, it's done with such an elan that you don't begrudge any of them arriving when they come. So whilst Mummy is definitely with the maggots now, and Morgan Daniels' chief characteristic as Danny is how much he looks like Millie Bobby Brown, the acting here is pretty much spot on. As the youngest, Cass is the spit of the girl from Tobe Hooper's Poltergeist, but it really is Elisa Sutherland as Ellie who gets the best tasting scenery to chew on. With lines like, I love you more than pizza, her dead woman walking easily makes off with all the best dialogue, leaving Lily Sullivan to fill Bruce Campbell's boots. So, pried from the dead hands of some fairly lackluster sequels and caked head to foot in a fresh coat of blood, Evil Dead Rises is again a bona fide bloodbath and provides a very valid reason as to why every house should have a 9-inch cooking knife or at the least a trusty boomstick in the event of demonic possession. With its vivid palette set to slaughter and a wood chipper available when you need it most, this is eyeball-eating excess and mayhem at its most solid and deserves both its Hellraiser-like violins and swirling cellos to wash down the buffet of blood that's on offer. In short, drink it all in.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.